Hello and welcome to Sister Soiree, your very own film and TV review podcast. This, as always, is your co-host Sean, and with me is my sis Shahnan.
How are you, my pal, today?
You seem to be in a good mood today, Shahnan.
Why, thank you for noticing. I'm sort of happy and sad at the same time.
Let me guess why that is. Because of what we're going to review today, isn't it?
Might be.
Well, it is an emotional subject for the both of us. And I suspect the waterworks are going to be coming on for any fan of the former Princess of Wales today. If you don't by now, then let me tell you that today we're going to critique Kristen Stewart's newest creation, Spencer, which follows Princess Diana as she tries to get through her last time with the royal family over Christmas, all the while trying to keep herself from falling apart. As you might have guessed by now, neither of us were born yet when Princess Di left us. But growing up, we became huge fans of her and her humanitarian works. We watched so many documentaries, newsreels and whatnot dedicated to her and got to know her life as best as possible. Coincidentally, we also turned out into movie nerds. So we've seen every adaptation of Princess Diana that has ever been made. Recently, I got to see Princess Diana being portrayed by Emma Corrin in The Crown and felt that her take on the role was innocent and wholesome and that she deserved all the praise for it. I didn't think anyone could do it better than Emma Corrin. And then along came the announcement for Spencer, starring none other than Kristen Stewart. The last person I'd have chosen to embody Princess Di's spirit, and I felt that the filmmakers had set it up for failure, considering it was always going to be compared to all the relatively well-done portrayals of Princess Diana. Kristen in no way resembled Diana. I'd never seen her do a role like this, so I wasn't hopeful that she'd be able to do it justice. The trailers seemed to be okay, but still I wasn't convinced, especially since the only thing Kristen said in them was, "No, they don't." That was it. As the stakes were high for this, so was my skepticism. But I gotta say, Kristen really did her best when it came to playing Princess Diana. She went all out with this. From the beginning of the film, she gave us a Diana more intense than any of the previous adaptations. The Diana that she brought was different to what I'd seen before. It wasn't the innocent, all-loving, perfect princess, but someone who was a little more self-aware, heartbroken, exhausted, and suffocating, which in my honest opinion is harder to portray. A lot of people might not like this side of Diana being shown the way it has been in Spencer, but for me, it was breathtakingly good. Some are talking of an Oscar nomination for Kristen. I won't be the judge of that, but she is insanely good. This is of course subjective. You might not like her in the role or might not come to enjoy the overall aura of her character all that much. But her acting chops were the real deal to me. Before going in, you also need to know that Spencer isn't a biopic. This is a mistake that a lot of people have made going in, and they obviously were disappointed. As I've said before, Spencer features the last Christmas that Princess Diana spent with the royal family. I think the whole film pans out over the course of just 3 days or so, and rather than showing any event or any major milestone in particular, it mostly shows Princess Diana struggling and ultimately growing as a person. So just so you know, if you want a biopic, this isn't it. Furthermore, since nothing of dramatic measures takes place, it can at certain times get a little boring. I personally kept waiting for some major breakthrough in the plot, but that never happened, which honestly was disappointing for me. So I'm just letting you know that if you're someone who likes to fast forward to the juicy bits and can't keep their eyes open through symbolic and slow scenes, you might not be able to get your money's worth out of Spencer. But if you're the kind of person who enjoys reading between the lines, or if you enjoy watching tense emotional struggle and mental pressure that might not be obvious through words but rather comes out through subtle moments, then you'll love Spencer. This will also work for you if you're into movies that deal with emotional trauma and mental suffocation. This isn't something nice, fluffy and airy, and quite honestly, it is tear-inducing. So if you're not in a great mood, just steer clear of Spencer. Now, it's time for Shahnan to shed some light on her point of view about this flick. The floor is all yours, Shahnan.
I definitely agree with you that it isn't a fluffy watch. If you are not having a great day, then this isn't your pick. And I'd like to add that you read all the trigger warnings before watching it.
There are a lot of scenes that show Diana's eating disorder. And then there are scenes where she tries to hurt herself. So if you feel any of those things could in any way trigger you, think twice. Just had to put this out there. I also felt that Kristen was fabulous as Diana.
It's just for me, Spencer as a whole felt like a missed opportunity.
Let me explain why. First of all, while Kristen really came through as Diana,
and the costume and set design powered that even further, there was little interaction between her and any other characters. The whole movie felt like an everlasting monologue,
where we just saw her having different reactions and we had to decipher what they were.
Also, the film would have been much more powerful if we got to dive a little bit deeper into her problems with the family.
The few conversations she did have with anyone were unrealistically poetic, which made it harder to sympathize for her at times. And if I was someone who hadn't somewhat known her history, I would be thinking that in many moments she was loosely erratic and irrational.
So, they could have worked on that and given us insight into Diana's life even just those few days.
The fleeting interactions that she did have with her kids, however, were a treat to watch.
They were emotional and so full of love, comfort and hope that I almost felt for a second that the actors were a real family.
Again, splendidly done by Kristen. She was the one person who I'd thought would surely disappoint in this project, and surprisingly, she is the one person that didn't. Also, as an honorable mention, I need to say that Sally Hawkins as Diana's dresser seemed to be just the right fit. Her scenes with Kristen felt humane and real, and she did an amazing job. Now, all in all, if you're looking for depth of story or a traditional Diana hair, I suggest you watch reruns of season 4 of The Crown.
But if you want to see flooding emotions and gut-wrenching struggles and Diana in an unflattering light but humane light, then this one is for you.
What do you have to say, Sean?
Spencer, as I've said before, is very subjective to me. Some people might enjoy it, while others might think it portrays Princess Diana in a grey light. But either way, it is good entertainment, so you should go for it. This marks the end of today's review. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back on the 3rd of January to bring you the review of Mayor of Easttown, which stars Kate Winslet as the lead and tells the story of a detective from Pennsylvania as she tries her best to prevent her life from falling apart while investigating a mysterious murder. Stay watching until then. Bye!